Hi. So, marijuana use here in Washington is amazing. I use it for medical purposes only, pretty much. I did find out that getting high is pretty fun. I'm making this podcast as some info, hoping this gains a little traction, but I know it's going to take a little while. So, I deal with the homeless community every day. I deal with being an American citizen disabled. I live on $733 a month. It's $735 now. But compared to other countries, it's just not very livable. I mean, I was talking to my dad about it today. If my grandmother, that is 81 years old, passes away, the only way that I will make the funeral is if I sacrifice and don't pay rent for a month and just go to the funeral. And this is no way to live as a human being. I will tell you that I have been in far worse situations. I will never again put myself in a care facility. I do not believe that they are safe for people. I believe that they contribute to depression, anxiety, and probably even suicidal thoughts or ideations, as they would call it professionally. Being in a care facility is very miserable. In the case of the one that I was in, it's very common. They take most of your money. I got $62.79 a month, and it didn't matter what month it was or what day the beginning of the month fell on. It was $62.79 a month, and that was it. And that's barely enough to pay for a very cheap little cell phone to call home and maybe buy a couple soda pops here and there. So what am I advocating for? I'm a disabled individual that is advocating for medical marijuana use, job opportunities, and betterment of scenarios. I live in low-income housing, which comes with prostitutes, drug use, and other things in the neighborhood that are unmentionable. I have seen women shooting up in between their fingers underneath bridges as I'm walking my dog. I have a next-door neighbor that carries a baseball bat and a softball just because she can, probably because she's a drug user and she probably made some people angry. I have seen and I see every day the devastation and the misery of alcoholism, drug addiction, drug abuse. I know women that they wish their kids would call them, and honestly, I told one of them once, I said, if I was your kid, I probably would not call back to you either, you stupid drunk. And yes, I called a person a stupid drunk. Is this an epidemic just in Spokane? No, it is not. It is something that we have let happen to our society. We have lost our moral compass, and so we have drug use, prostitution, and other such things running rampant in our cities. Would I want to raise a child or bring a child into our society at this time in 2017? And the answer to that would be no. I would not subject anyone to what is around me or what is in the culture today. Boys and men do not know what they are. They confuse what bathroom to use because we have lost our moral compass. And I am not saying that you should go be a Bible thumper and everything's okay with that. I'm not. I'm saying that our country and our world is in a downfall that we have no control to stop. And the only thing we've got left is life itself. But we've got to have our faith in something besides people and our culture, because everything around us is coming apart. at the seams. Anyway, that is it for now. Thank you.